AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We're hearing the crowds at the stores are lighter this Black Friday than in the past. New Yorker Jennifer Young got up early this morning and headed for the famous Herald Square.
We started about 4 o'clock. And so far it was calm. We went to Victoria's Secret, H&M, Forever 21, The Gap, Zara's.
So how are the sales? Our Julie Walker is at Macy's in Herald Square.
I'm standing next to a doorbuster sign, free glitter tote bag in pink, gold, or black with a $95 purchase. It's deals like these that get people into stores really early and keep them here. But the stores here in Herald Square that I've been to are definitely not packed like they've been in years past. Shoppers are telling me while they wanted to come out and take advantage of the Black Friday deals, they already did some shopping both last night after finishing off that Thanksgiving meal and online. In Herald Square with the Black Friday shoppers, I'm Julie Walker.
An ice storm may be slowing down shoppers across a big chunk of the nation's midsection. National Weather Service meteorologist Jacqueline Ritzman.
Everything, I believe, from all the way down in Texas through Oklahoma, up into Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri, and maybe even portions of Iowa as well. So it's a pretty long swath of people being affected by this storm.
She says it may be icy in that region through the weekend and into Monday. A suspect in custody in what Chicago police say was the targeted killing of a 9-year-old boy. 27-year-old Corey Morgan is accused in the killing of Tyshawn Lee, who was lured into an alley and shot dead because of his father's gang ties, according to police. A technical glitch at First Hawaiian Bank showed some customers overdrawn by billions of dollars. The bank says it resolved this quickly. The Dow is down 39. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis has arrived in Uganda on the second leg of his pilgrimage to Africa. While in Kenya, he was asked what young people can do to prevent their friends and loved ones from going to join up with Islamic militant groups. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield was there when the Pope gave his answer.
Pope Francis, in his response to a question about what Kenyan youth can do to prevent their brothers and friends from going off to fight with Islamic groups, said that the best guard against it is education and a job.
In Paris today, the French remembered the 130 people killed by suicide bombers and gunmen 2 weeks ago today. Reading each one's name as President François Hollande promised the families present that he would destroy the Islamic extremists who killed them. The youngest victim was 17, the oldest 68. The courtyard went silent after the readings of the names finished, broken finally by a cello. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.